With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump meets today with Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu at Mr. Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate in Florida. They'll discuss implementation of Phase 2 of the Gaza ceasefire agreement. President Trump sounding upbeat following his weekend meeting with Ukrainian President Zelensky. Mr. Trump says we're closer than ever to a peace agreement ending the war in Ukraine.
I just think we're doing very well. We could be very close. There are one or two very thorny issues, very tough issues, but I think we're doing very well. We've made a lot of progress today, but really we've made it over the last month. This is not a one-day process deal. This is very complicated stuff.
Earlier, the president had what he describes as an excellent two-and-a-half-hour phone call with Russian President Putin. In the air and on the sea, China's military is conducting live-fire drills off Taiwan. The BBC's Stephen McDonnell is following developments from Beijing.
The Taiwanese military are using the People's Liberation Army drills to practice their own drills. So they're going to rehearse defending Taiwan in the face of a potential future attack from the mainland. Remember that officially, according to the government here, that Taiwan is a rogue province that really should be unified with the mainland, and that on Taiwan, now that it's a democratically governed island, the people there have again and again voted in these governments that have resisted unification with the mainland because they don't want to give up those freedoms.
Investigators are on the scene of yesterday's deadly mid-air collision of two helicopters over southern New Jersey. One pilot was killed, the other was critically injured. A powerful winter storm is bearing down on the upper Midwest and the Great Lakes before heading into the Northeast. On Wall Street, the Dow futures are up 10 points, NASDAQ futures down 107 points. This is SRN News. There's a new ranking of which states are the most giving.
It comes from Wallet Hub, and it reveals that Virginia is number one when it comes to donating money to churches, ministries, and other charitable institutions. New York comes in second, followed by Maryland, Georgia, and California. Giving is clearly strongest in the states that are generally the most wealthy. However, when it comes to donating one's time to local charities, Utah comes in first, followed by Wyoming, Idaho, Montana, and Minnesota. Michael Harrington reporting.
Jews around the world are vowing not to be intimidated by rising anti-Semitism. Many are pointing to a speech by Eli Schlanger, an Australian rabbi, who was killed in this month's Bondi Beach massacre, who urged his congregation to be more Jewish, act more Jewish, and appear more Jewish. Rabbi Rick Jacobs of the Union for Reform Judaism says Jewish safety in democratic societies depends on open, shared civic affirmation supported by political and community leaders. This is SRN News. Like happiness, the end of the year means different things to different people.
It's almost a new year, and for many people, it's that time of year to think about hopes and plans. Experts in different fields who deal with transitions and change have some advice. Plan what you can, but accept that some things will be unknown and unexpected. What works for someone else may not be best for you. Set your goals that you can achieve and then build on those. Jason Walker reporting.
The New York City subway system is retiring the Metro card after more than 30 years. The gold and blue swipeable card was introduced in 1994. It replaced the subway token, which had been used for half a century. The last sales and refills on Metro cards will take place on Wednesday. More details at srnnews.com.